KYRSLPFM, Spokane. Heard on 92.3 and 89.9 FM. Also online at www.kyrs.org. 509-747-3807. And now for the Synthetic Zen Show.
It's a lonely way, you know, the way of the necromancer.
Yes.
To know too much. Lacrimae mundi, the tears of the world.
But the power, the joy.
Moments, fleeting moments.
I can ease your loneliness. Let me help you. Teach me.
Ah, the days of our kind are numbered.
The one god comes to drive out the many gods. The spirits of wood and stream grow silent. It's the way of things. Yes. It's a time for men and their ways.
Do you know that if is the middle word in life? If you can keep your head when all about you losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you. I mean, I can't. I'm a little man. He's a great man. I should have been a pair of ragged claws scuttling across floors of silent seas.
You have to let it all go. Fear, doubt, and disbelief. Free your mind.
Because there's a conflict in every human heart between the rational and the irrational, between good and evil. And good does not always triumph. Sometimes the dark side overcomes what Lincoln called the better angels of our nature.
This lunacy, cold love, this mad distemper that strikes down both beggar and king.
Who has time? Who has time? But then if we do not ever take time, how can we ever have time?
Welcome to the Synthetic Zen Show.
This moment. Savor it. Rejoice with great gladness. Great gladness. Remember it always. For you are joined by it. You are one. Understand. Remember it well then. This night. This great victory. So that in the years ahead, you can say, I was there that night.
I believe it is our fate to be here. It is our destiny. I believe this night holds for each and every one of us the very meaning of our lives.
You do not truly know someone until you find them.
Sir, I'm unaware of any such activity or operation. Nor would I be disposed to discuss such an operation if it did in fact exist, sir.
Old men like me don't bother with making noise. There's no point. Is that why there are no young men on the council? Good point.
You have to do better than that.
Well, I mean, it's pretty hairy in there. It's Charlie's point.
Charlie, don't surf. Don't you think it's a little risky for her and her? If I say it's safe to surf this beach, Captain, it's safe to surf this beach. Nowhere will have this place cleaned up and ready for us in the stupid song, don't you worry.
Pick up Houston, sub 13, the history of my father. You got about 30 seconds on station. Get your people back and get down. It's going to be a big one.
And flower were one with man, and death was but a dream. Looking at the cake's like looking at the future. Until you've tasted it, what do you really know?
And then, of course, it's too late.
But it's not too late to catch the Synthetic Zen Show with Dr. Z right here on KYRS Thin Air Community Radio, broadcasting to you live this Sunday night, February the 25th, from the downtown Spokane KYRS studio in the community building on 35 West Main. It's got a little piece orchestra playing here in the background with Who Am I from the Animatrix. This particular piece was the music played along with one of the many cartoons from the Animatrix, and it caused a bit of an uproar because it shows a kid who, later we see him in The Matrix 2 Reloaded, but a lot of people don't really get what happened. He runs up to Neo, he's got the kind of shaved head, his younger kid, about 15 years old, runs up to Neo offering to carry his bags and such. And later on, he helps out in Matrix 3. Anyway, this kid freed himself by when he was being chased by agents because he believed in Neo, leaping from the top of the school building to his death. But because he believed so fervently that in the Matrix, he actually ended up setting himself free. And a lot of people saw this cartoon as advocating teenage suicide, so it caused quite the uproar. Anyhow, that aside, it's a nice, mellow, enjoyable piece. I'm going to do a little bit of the Tech Talk with Hawk segment here before I get into the full music segment. On Sundays, all I do is just read some headlines related to security or technology and how it impacts your privacy, security, and civil rights. For more detailed analysis and opinion, you have to listen to my Friday shows from noon to one, and I go into a lot more detail on specific subjects, some of which can be mentioned in today's headlines. Let's see, we'll start out with a piece from Wired News about Europe seeks to tighten some online laws. Some European countries are proposing to outlaw the use of faking your information for email accounts or websites. So, for example, like let's say you're creating a new account on Yahoo and you don't really want to put your personal info there, so you put like Joe Schmo or something for your info. European Union wants to make it illegal to do that. The German and Dutch governments taking the lead on those proposals, trying to make it so that you have to provide legitimate information for those accounts. There's pros and cons to that. The pro being is, you know, might discourage people from committing crimes with those accounts, but the downside is, as we've seen time and time again, the security, if the information gets compromised, then there can be more risk for identity theft, etc., not to mention the whole privacy issue. So we'll see what happens with that. Another one, this is a reference from Slashdot. It looks like going to New York Times, and basically the summary is that Merck, the pharmaceutical company, is calling a halt to trying to lobby Congress for a mandated vaccine. They have been trying to get the state legislators to require use of its new cervical cancer vaccine, Gardasil, which is supposed to act against strains of the STD human papillomavirus. The $400 three-shot regimen was approved by the FDA in June, and later that month, the Federal Advisory Panel recommended that all females ages 11 to 26 be vaccinated. The governor of Texas had already signed an executive order making its use mandatory for schoolgirls, and this has caused quite an uproar. But at least Merck is backing off because of that uproar, at least for now. Also, those of you who use the Google desktop software, helps you search and do other things from it, you need to be aware there is now a second Google desktop vulnerability, according to InfoWorld. Its indexing engine is now vulnerable to an exploit, the second such flaw to be found, that can allow computer criminals to read files or execute code on your computer. And they can also, by exploiting a cross-site scripting vulnerability on Google.com, they can grab all the data off your desktop. Google said to be investigating it right now, and security researchers quoted as saying, "The users really have very little ability to protect themselves against these attacks. It's very bad. Even the experts are afraid to click on each other's links anymore." So you might want to turn off your Google desktop for now, until they can get this resolved. Or maybe consider not running it. Let's see. MP3 patents. In praise of sense, this is from Free Software Magazine. This is regarding Microsoft and a recent court ruling. They've been forced to pay a $1.52 billion, as I put my pinky finger up to the side of my mouth there, $1.52 billion for patent infringements relating to MP3 technologies. This is one of those rare occasions when we get to see the dangers of software patents in a real-world situation. As well as this, we can also find some vindication of the stance taken by many of the distributors of free software, because they've been railing against all the dangers of having software patents the way they're set up. If this ruling is upheld after Microsoft's appeal, then reportedly hundreds of other firms will also be at risk of lawsuit, including Apple and Real Networks. In some of the reports about this, it's even said that Alcatel are still considering whether or not to revoke Microsoft's right to even use the technology. That's probably pretty unlikely, because they get an awful lot of money through their large royalties for their MP3 code. Let's see. Switch to another piece of music here. We're talking, this is from The Insider with Peter Bork and Lisa Gerard. This is Meltdown. So anyway, the implications do reach far beyond the individual case against Microsoft. And so that's something to be aware of. Lots of fun there. And also, YouTube is set to start filtering content. Computer World's reporting that Google's racing to head off a media industry backlash over its video website YouTube, and it will soon offer anti-piracy technologies to help all copyright holders thwart unauthorized video sharing. But YouTube has also said that the process of identifying copyrighted material is not automated and will require the cooperation of media company partners. Yay. Surveillance cameras get smarter. This is from Wired News. These are all articles from yesterday today. The basically they've made set up the cameras so that instead of having to translate activities after videotaping, that the cameras can actually detect suspicious behavior while it's happening and alert. So researchers and security companies are developing cameras that not only watch the world but also interpret what they see. Soon some cameras will be able to find unattended bags at airports, guess your height, or analyze the way you walk to see if you're hiding something. Most of the cameras widely used today are used as forensic tools to identify crooks after the fact. But the latest breed, known as intelligent video, could transform cameras from passive observers to eyes and brains able to detect suspicious behavior and potentially prevent crime before it occurs. That's lots of fun there, isn't it? Now this, I don't know, this, I need to wait to see if this has been confirmed or not. This is coming from the BBC. co.uk website, BBC News, but more than once they've reported something like this and turned out to be bogus. But if this is true, the BBC is reporting that Iran has launched its first space rocket carrying a payload. Britain's former ambassador to Iran, Sir Richard Dalton, told the BBC that if confirmed, such a move could destabilize the Middle East. It is a matter of concern, Iran's potential nuclear military program combined with an advanced missile capability would establish the region and, of course, would destabilize the region. And, of course, if there were a bomb that could be placed on the end of this missile, it would be in breach of Iran's obligations under the Non-Proliferation Treaty, end quote. From the article, Iranian TV broke the news of the reported test saying, quote, the first space rocket has been successfully launched into space. It quoted the head of Iran's Aerospace Research Center, Mohsen Bahrami, as saying that, quote, the rocket was carrying material intended for research created by the Ministries of Science and Defense, end quote. In 2005, Iran's Russian-made satellite was put into orbit by a Russian rocket. But shortly afterwards, Iranian military officials said they were preparing a satellite launch vehicle of their own, and last month they announced they were ready to test it soon. Aware of there. So again, that's just the headlines. I won't get into the commentary and such as I usually do on the normal Tech Talk with Hawk segment, because I do that on Fridays from noon to one. So if you want to hear a lot more detail, tune in then right here on KYRS 92.389.9 FM or online streaming at www.kyrs.org, or you can catch past shows through podcasting or just straight MP3 download from my site at techtalkhawk.com. That's techtalkhawke.com. And that will wrap up this Tech Talk Hawk headlines segment of the show, so we can get just into the regular groove of the music. Synthetic Zen Show. Right here on Thin Air Community Radio, your radio station. Lisa Gerrard and Pieter Bork from the soundtrack for The Insider with Meltdown. Now we have from the OpenBSD album, E-Rail, OpenBSD mix.
Don't tell anyone I'm free. hostile and trying times and whatnot, OpenBSD may be your family's only line of defense. Only line of... Only line of...
Deserve mere liberty nor safety.
Release her!